Hello, how's everyone?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing great.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the October 25th, 2021 ACAT meeting. Let's start with approval of the agenda. Has everyone seen the agenda?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Jane, so move.
A second?
Asian second.
It's properly moved and seconded that we approve the agenda for this meeting. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we will approve and accept the agenda. The next action item is to approve the August 23rd, 2021 ACAT minutes. Has everyone seen the minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All righty then. Might I get a motion to approve the minutes from the August 23rd, 2021 ACAT meeting?
It's James, so move.
Second?
This is Brenda, I second.
Thank you so much. It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept the minutes from our last meeting. And we'll move on. Are there any less, if everyone in that's in agreement, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we accept the approval of the minutes for the August 23rd meeting. The next item is the 2022 core MPO meeting schedule. Has everyone seen the meeting schedule for next year?
Pam, let me just open this from my screen over here.
Okay.
Share my screen. Basically, we only need to approve the ACAT portion of the meeting because ACAT doesn't control the other board. So for ACAT meeting, we will meet on the February 28th, April 25th, June 27th, August 22nd, October 24th, and December 12th. So basically, all these meeting days have been, we will try to not to be conflicting with the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. So those would be the meeting dates that we propose for ACAT. So if ACAT approved this schedule, you can just put it on your calendar.
Ms. James, okay. I move to accept proposed core MPO ACAT schedule.
Can I get a second?
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept the ACAT meeting schedule for 2022. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The meeting schedule for 2022 is accepted, as is for ACAT. Now we will be moving on to the amendments for the fiscal year 2022 UPWP.
Yeah, okay. I would just talk about this. Basically, every time before we apply for the discretionary planning funds from the Georgia Funds Review Committee, we have to have those studies discussed at least twice at the TCC meetings and have all those studies included as illustrative, or that means unfunded section of Unified Planning Work Program. But after we get the funding award, we can actually move the studies into the funded section. So for this UPWP amendment, remember at last meeting, we talked about we have four studies included in the illustrative section, unfunded section. And when we sent the applications to the Georgia Funds Review Committee, two of the studies have been awarded. One of them is the freight. One of them is the regional freight plan update. Another one is the urban flooding model. The freight plan is about $300,000. 240 of that will come from the federal dollars. And the $60,000 will be local. The other urban flooding, the total amount, okay, Mark, this is, how much was that, Alicia? The urban flooding model, I think it's like, okay, hold on, let me see. Discretionary expressway. Okay, for the urban flooding, the total amount is $150,000. The federal portion would be $120,000. And then the local match is $30,000. So we basically, for this UPWP, we're just moving this urban flooding model and the freight transportation plan update from the unfunded section to the funded section. Mm. That's it. This is just a procedural thing. We would just ask for the ACAT to endorse this change since we got the funding award.
So I need to get a motion to endorse these changes?
Yes, please.
Can I get someone to make the motion, please?
Neil, yep. So moved.
Is there a second?
Asia Harrington, second.
Okay. And I assume no one had any questions about this. So all of you who are in agreement, can I get the sign of aye?
Aye.
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 Any oppose? It is so moved that we endorse the changes for the UPWP for 2022. The next item on the agenda would be the status reports.
Okay, this is me as well.
Okay.
So at last meeting, we did announce the schedule for the call for projects because we have 2023 and the 2024 Z230 funds to allocate. And then we also got the stimulus funds, CRESA funds, about $2.1 million. So in order to award those funds, we have to do the call for projects. At the last meeting, after ACAD endorsed the schedule and the packages, we forwarded them to the MPO. The MPO board actually adopted or approved the manuals, the schedules. So we started the call for projects the next day, have the MPO board meeting. So that's October the 26th. And then by the deadline, which is the December the 30th, we got all the applications in. So for the Z230 funds, we got 8 applications and I did the pre-screening. 4 of them would be eligible. And for the CRESA funds, we got 6 applications and 4 of them are also eligible as well. Those not eligible are either they are not included in the financially constrained 2045 long-range transportation plan, or they are late submittals, like Garden City submittals are late for 2 days, and then also incomplete, like they didn't attach the local match commitment letter, etc. So for all those eligible projects, the TCC actually did the ranking. The ranking is actually, you can see, for the Z230 funds, Chatham Air Transit's fixed route diesel buses, the purchase of those 2 buses ranked number 1. And Chatham County's Chavis Road Improvement Project ranked number 2. And Chatham County's Girard Avenue Improvement ranked number 3. And then Chatham Air Transit Authority's Bus Stop Improvement Program ranked as number 4. About 8 TCC members that did the evaluation and the ranking. For the CRESA funds, the city of Pooler submitted a study called US 80 Corridor Study that covers from the county line all the way to city of Savannah, I think to the state of 25, a connector. So that one actually ranked number 1. And city of Savannah's Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2B ranked number 2. And Chavis Road Improvement Project ranked number 3. And Girard Avenue Improvement Project ranked number 4. So for the Z230 funds, we actually have more funds than requested amount. So we have about $1.3 million in 2023 and $6 million in 2024. But in 2023, so all 4 projects only requested $2.5 million. So we can accommodate all of those. And for 2024, the Girard Avenue only requested about less than $3 million. So we have $6 million, we can accommodate those. So the TCC recommendation is just to award the funds to these projects as requested. So the request will be as the amount will be as requested. For example, Girard Avenue requested $3 million in 2024, which just gave Chatham County $3 million. The bus replacement, they requested $936,000, so they will get it. The tricky part was the CRESA funds, because we only have $2.1 million CRESA funds. And the total requested amount is $4 million. So we're like $2 million short. So what the TCC recommend is just that we will award the funds to the top 2 projects, the US 80 Corridor Study and the Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2B as requested. And then the balance or the leftover will be awarded to the third ranking project. So basically US 80 Corridor Study will be getting $285,000, and Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2B will get $1.75 million. And then the Chavis Road Preliminary Engineering will get $77,000. And all those funds are in fiscal year 2022, because the CRESA funds are obligation ready. That means if the project is ready now, and then they meet all the deadlines, the funds can be used right away. The funds can be authorized immediately. So this is just the information for you, just to follow up, because we did have the staff report last time and tell you we have this process, we have this menu, we have this evaluation form, and we will do this call for project. And this is just a follow up to that, to tell you the result of that call for projects. So we don't need any actions.
Okay. Today. All right, so this was just for information for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have any questions, I would like to entertain them. But if not, we can just move on.
Well, hearing no questions, I assume everybody is okay with this. And we'll move on to the next agenda item, which would be fiscal year 2023 UPWP development process.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this one as well. We're in fiscal year 2022. The fiscal year 2023 starts on July 1st of next year, but we normally adopt the UPWP in February. So right now, GDOT sent us a schedule, a proposed schedule on how to develop this fiscal year 2023 UPWP. Currently, Mark is working on it, working on the draft. So we got the funding allocation for Alicia is doing the 5303 funding application. So we already know the amount that will be available for us. And then the PL funds, probably Mark will get the dollar amount from the GDOT. So those funds will be added into the UPWP, and then we will allocate those funds to specific tasks. For example, administration, plan development, special studies, public involvement, et cetera. So he's developing that UPWP. So in December, there will be a draft for your review. So you will review the draft. And then after that, The document, the draft document, will be forwarded to the GDOT and the Federal Highway and the Federal Transit for review. So they will have about 1 month to review and provide the comments. After we incorporate all of those comments, we will have like final draft ready in February. So February, you will see this item again, but by that time you will have like revised the draft of UPWP for your endorsement. Right now, this is just for information, but just I want to just point to your attention that we did receive 4 study requests from Chatham Transit to be included in the unfunded section of the UPWP. So if we apply for the funds later and they got awarded and they can be moved into the funded portion. And those are 4 studies, a transit-oriented development study. The cost is $125,000. The second one is bus stop amenities study. And the cost is $125,000. And the third one's mobility hub study and program. The cost is $75,000. And then the last one is bus rapid transit feasibility study. The cost is $200,000. Besides that, we're still coordinating with the GDOT Intermodal to see whether they have some discretionary 5303 funds ready, available. If yes, and then we will probably apply for the funds on behalf of CAD, because we in previous years we actually secured some of that funds to help CAD offset the Remix software licensing. So that's about $21,000, something like that. So we're still coordinating with GDOT at this point. So in December we'll probably know more.
Okay, Wakoda.
Mm-hmm.
When you started, you said we're in 21 and 23. You said we would get, it starts in June or July?
July 1st. We are in fiscal years. We have, the NPO is using the state fiscal year.
Yes.
The state fiscal year starts on July the 1st, ends on June the 30th.
Okay.
So we are in October now. So October calendar year 2021, right? But right. It's, according to the state fiscal year, we are already in the second quarter of the state fiscal year 2022.
Right.
And so this UPWP is for state fiscal year 2023, which starts on July 1st of 2022 and ends on June 30th, 2023.
Gotcha. All right. So this is just for information as
yes.
well.
Yes, just for information.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Well, hearing none, we'll move on. We are going into agency reports.
Let me just stop sharing.
Are there any agency reports?
I just want to mention that the agency reports from Georgia Department of Transportation, from Chatham County, from City of Savannah, from CAT, and from LETS, Low Country Area Transportation Study, attached under notices. So if you want to know certain projects, status for certain projects, for example, I-16 widening project progress, so it should be under the GDOT. So all of these are attached to the notices. So if you're interested in any of those projects, you can just open that file and look at any information. And if you have any questions, just let us know and we will figure out which project it is. And we will contact the project sponsor to give you the information, get you the information.
All righty. Then I suppose we'll move into other business, which would be the 2050 MTP updates, surveys, goals, objectives, and performance measures. Who will be doing that?
Alicia.
Hi, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Perfect.
I think.
And can everyone see my screen?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Great, thank you. Okay, so the core MPO has just started its kickoff for the MTP update. And all MPOs have to do an MTP, which is a Metropolitan Transportation Plan. And this plan looks at least 20 years into the future, and it documents the development plan process, our transportation needs, and identifies fiscally constrained projects. And federal planning requirements state that we have to update our MTP every 5 years. And these updates help us evaluate and refine our planning and programming so that we are making sure that the plan stays consistent and updated with the changing conditions and priorities. Okay. So performance-based planning is a requirement in our metropolitan planning process, and included in this process is the refinement of the MTP goals and objectives, which will serve as the criterion for developing performance measures. And then a project prioritization framework is developed to evaluate a project or program's ability to meet the goals and objectives that we define. So it's a good way to kind of check, are we meeting what we said we wanted to meet for our goals? Okay, so these goals and objectives are a basis for prioritizing federally and state funded transportation projects. And updating the goals and objectives doesn't mean that we're gonna be starting from scratch. It's just an opportunity to reconfirm our needs. And so the proposed goals and objectives for the upcoming plan are built on the previous 2045 MTP. And we're gonna go through several refinement phases about now through June. I'll show you a schedule on the next slide. But each time we'll come back to the committees to get their feedback and their comments and time to participate in surveys. Okay, so we are currently in the planning phase of the MTP. Let me get that to go back for you guys. Yeah, so right now we're in the planning phase. And this is preliminary refinement of the goals. And also we've developed a draft survey list of questions that is designed to gauge the public's preference on these goals and objectives. And so provided for you guys in your application packet is the preliminary goals and objectives. So I kind of have pulled up here on a screen. I've provided you on the right-hand side, you'll see our 2045. And then on the left side, you'll see the preliminary updated ones. And I wanted to make sure to show you what got changed from one update to the next, kind of where some of these goals and objectives kind of moved or shift around. You know, like I said, we're not starting from scratch. It's just a different way to kind of be more inclusive and specific on what we're aiming for as goals and objectives. And so we take those proposed goals and objectives and kind of built them into some survey questions to get feedback from everyone on if these are important issues to you. Is this what we should be focusing on? Is this, you know, a goal for our region? So today we aren't looking for any action, but we're definitely looking for any feedback and comments that you have on the goals and objectives, and also your feedback and comments on the list of questions. I really appreciate anything you guys have. If we seem like we're missing something that's not covered, please let me know. And if you do have those comments, if you can send those to me within the next 2 weeks, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's all I have.
Okay. And this is for information as well?
Correct.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes, this is Neil. Could you put your contact information back up just so that I can copy that down?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And actually, could you read that out just for anybody who may not be able to see the screen?
Absolutely. My phone number is 912-651-1476. And then my email here is Hunter A, that's HUNTERA, at the mpc.org. And my name is Alicia Hunter.
Thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing further on that, we'll go on. There's a portion here for public participation opportunities. Do I have anyone from the public that needs to say anything?
This is Neil. I wanted to bring something to the table for the record from one of my coworkers who has some concerns about driver retention. I know that's one of the things that everybody's struggling with now. I don't know where this goes or who can impact it, but I just wanted to share. She would like to know if ACAT can help reduce the loss of CAT mobility paratransit drivers by helping to address or advocate for the drivers' concerns. CAT mobility drivers have expressed that one reason they are leaving paratransit is because they aren't being paid appropriately. They have an important hazardous job and don't receive regular raises. The fixed route drivers receive regular raises, but CAT mobility drivers aren't treated equally. One driver commented that CAT mobility is losing dedicated drivers, including herself, because she hasn't received a raise since she started 3 years ago. Yeah. If the driver's concerns were heard and addressed, this may reduce driver shortages and stem the tide of departures.
Is that it?
That would be it.
Okay.
I think the question is ACAT doesn't control that, right? So how are we going to relate that information to, are we going to relay that information to CAT?
Yeah, I think that was the idea. I mean, in theory, we would have a CAT representative. On here. Yeah.
Ms. Baker is on here.
Right.
Oh, Tia Baker is on here?
Yes.
Tia?
Yes, ma'am. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I was having issues with my speakers.
Okay.
I'm trying to get those working. But yes, I'm here.
You did hear what Mr. Ligon said?
Yes, I heard exactly what he said. And they do get raises in September. I think each September they do get raises. I don't know how much it is. I will have to find out what it states in their MOA.
Okay, and can you bring that back to us next meeting?
Yes, ma'am, I can do that.
Other than that, Mr. Ligon, is there anything else that you felt that we need, would try to address with that?
James. Typically, when someone brings something like that up at a meeting when I was chair, are you going to be on the call Wednesday with the core MPO?
Yes, Sally's going to have to give me the link and everything for that. Sure. Yes.
I usually would then carry that to the core MPO and
either idea.
Address it during when CAT makes their report, or you can also address it when you're giving your report on this meeting at the beginning of the core MPO meeting, either one of those.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pam, would it be helpful for me to paste that into the chat so you could copy it? Or I don't know what would work for you. Does that help at all?
No, because I'm not going to be able to get into the chat. You know, my daughter sets all of this up for me.
I got you.
I did hear what you said, and I did make some notes here.
Okay, that's fine.
What I may do prior to going to the MPO meeting, I may call you.
Okay.
Just Neil, if you can email that to me, this is Sally, and I can hand it to the chairman Wednesday.
Okay, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. That'll be perfect.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
That'll work. And okay, James, I understand what you're saying. There's two opportunities where I may be able to get this into the MPO.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, James.
You're welcome.
All right, so Sally, yeah, if you get that to the chairman, I'm sure that that will be most helpful. And
I will. I'll get you the information you need for the meeting and I'll hand him.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I know we'll have to get back together.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And what date is the MPO meeting?
Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
This coming Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. You'll always have your core MPO board meeting the Wednesday following your ACAT meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. All righty. All right. Well, if that's what we're going to do, I know that we're moving into notices with GDOT, Chatham County, City of Savannah, CAT. We kind of, Wakota, we kind of went over these lats. Nobody had any report. Am I correct?
Yeah. So all of the reports are in the written.
Yes.
In the written attached files.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw them.
Yeah. If you have any specific questions on certain projects, we will be able to probably contact a project sponsor. But this morning, I received a notice from Stephanie, who used to be our planner over here. Now she's in charge of the LATS MPO. So she said the US 17 widening is probably you will not see a lot of activities going on because it's still in the settlement area, settlement period. Oh. So this is the widening. So you have to like do some dirt work, and until that's settled, you cannot move on with the construction. So she did send me that information.
Okay.
And besides all these staff reports, status reports, I also want to let you know that the MPO is going to do two call for projects, because we just mentioned that we moved those freight plan update and then urban flooding from the unfunded section of UPWP to the funded section. So now that we get the awards, so we are preparing for the request for proposals. So we are going to start the RFP process. Probably we'll have the RFP advertised next Monday. So we will start the RFP process. So I think at future meetings, you probably will see the update on those two studies as we get the consultants selected and the study moving into development.
Okay. And when I look at this and see the notices and I get to LATS, then their next thing is the TIP. All of this is still considered under notices. So now I should move to the next ACAT meeting. Sally?
Notices. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a short meeting, aren't we?
You did good. You sure you don't want to stay on?
I'm moving right along, aren't I? All right. Well, the next ACAT meeting.
Pam?
Yes?
Before you do that, can I just make a quick announcement for life? We have an IELTS skills meeting. It's going to be a Zoom meeting with GVRA about employment outcomes. That will be Thursday. The link is on our Facebook page. It's open to the general public. Anybody interested in working, I believe our presenter is going to be GVRA. We're going to have some counselors present. I don't know exactly how the presentation is going to go, but it's going to be about how to work in the existing system to achieve successful employment outcomes for those with disabilities.
And what are you calling this? You said that. What's the name of this workshop you have?
It's let me see on the calendar what they've named it. But it's just our IELTS skills for the month.
You said IELTS?
IL, independent living. Independent living skills. We have an independent living skills training. They're regularly on Thursdays. And this one, it's going to be, I believe, Let's see, life on, oh yes, so here it is. It's Life Online Georgia Vocational Rehab 101 Employment Workshop for the NDEAM. And that is from 2 to 3:30 on Thursday.
Is there a flyer for that, Neil?
There is not at the moment, but I'll touch base with maybe there is. I will find it and I'll get that out to you.
If you get it to me, I'll send it out to everybody.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And also, Pam, I think normally, even if we don't touch all the other notices, CAT does give us a report on what is going on at ACAT. So I just want to know whether Tia has additional information to provide us.
All right. I'm sorry. Tia, are you still with us?
Seems like she's on, but she's muted.
She said she was having a problem with her audio, I thought. Ms. Baker, are you there?
Hey, yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Did you want to give us an update on some of the things with CAT?
Yes, we're still experiencing the operator shortage. We're down like 7 operators right now currently. And we do have 3 that's in training, but these are part-time operators. We're still experiencing the 2 to 4 call outs per day. We still have operators that are taking time off as far as vacation, and that's causing a major issue with ridership. We are scheduling anywhere from 350 to 400 customers per day. That doesn't include the weekend. The weekend we schedule anywhere from 125 to maybe 150 customers. But yes, we are in desperate need of operators. We're having major delays for our customers and it's causing a big issue. CAT right now is actually seeking partnership with Uber and Lyft. So all of this is in a work in process. We have to get everything in place. They're also seeking partnership with wheelchair accessible vehicle called WAVE as a supplement paratransit service that can help with our challenges. So as we get more information on that, I'll be able to share it with you, but I did want to let you all know about that.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Baker? Hearing none, we will proceed on. Is there anything else anybody has to say for the good of the order?
Dr. Lala, did you want to say anything? Is this your last meeting?
Is Dr. Lala leaving?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's correct. I will be retiring at the end of this month. Oh. I am moving back home to Arizona. So VR is who I work for. I know this has been a very financial struggle for this year, but say again, this fiscal year has been very difficult. I work for GVRA and we've got a new fiscal year that begins at the end of this month. And so it's becoming more demanding of a job. And so new paperwork and all of that kind of stuff. And so I think it's a good time to go ahead and retire this month. So that's the reason. And then I'm moving back home to Arizona. And so, yes, that's what I'll be doing.
Hey, Frank, this is James.
Yes?
You better take your own water with you when you go to Arizona.
Yes, that's right, huh?
Yeah. Good luck. We're going to miss you. You've been a great asset to not only this committee, but to the whole deaf community into the community of Savannah as a whole. We're going to miss you. And the deaf community is really losing an asset and an advocate. Best of luck to you. And I hope you guys have a great time in your retirement.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. You have been a very, very regular attendant of the ACAT meetings.
Dr. Lala, this is Pam Oglesby. I want you to know that you are going to be sorely missed. And I know that the deaf community is really losing a great asset.
This is Neil Ligon. I just want to say congratulations, Frank. I'm glad you get to retire on your terms, and I hope you enjoy your retirement. It's certainly well-deserved. I appreciate all the efforts you've made over the course of my time at LIFE to bring me in, to educate me about what the needs are of the deaf, hard of hearing community. And hopefully I will continue to build off of that knowledge moving forward. You've been a great help and a great advocate for individuals in our community, and we all thank you.
Can I ask who's going to replace Dr. Lala to represent this agency?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
Frank's going to give us some names from VR to see if someone there might be able to do it.
Okay, great, thank you.
So we're trying to find a replacement. Big shoes to fill.
This is Dr. Lala. I was planning to mention to the district manager for the SCOTY position, and let them decide. So hopefully they will be able to choose someone to replace me. But unfortunately, it's not going to be a deaf person. But, you know, that'll still be a chance for them to be, you know, more open-minded. And hopefully they will hire more deaf people, but I don't know if they will. And so it's for compliance. And so, you know, the deaf community, and it looks like there's just no one to take my place here. So, and I just can't continue working for them. So, you know, like you said, you know, I'm ready to retire and I want to go back home. So thank you for all your kind comments.
Okay. Well, with that, as I was about to say, next ACAT meeting is Monday, December 13th, 2021 at 1 p.m. If there's nothing further, then I will say meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
Great job, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.